Well, good morning. I didn't realize my name would be up there. The theme was going to be introductions, so I was expecting just to see introductions. I've already been introduced in a way. We already introduce ourselves when we meet, whether we want to or not. So the first introduction many of you have is he's that guy in the back that sits in the corner and has those two boys. That's true. That's how I've introduced myself to most of you. To expand now, I do have a name. I'm Aaron Johnson. Some of you know that I teach classes. So I work at a university and teach college classes. But from that point, who I am changes drastically depending on what context I'm in. I have to change context quite a bit, depending on what situation I'm in. In a classroom, I'll introduce myself in a certain way. And even within different classrooms, I'll introduce myself as Aaron in an American classroom, as we're more comfortable calling each other by our first name. When I'm doing an MBA class in Romania or some other culture, they say, "Hello, professor. Good morning, professor. How are you, professor?" They're very deferent. So you introduce yourself as Dr. Johnson and be a bit more formal. When I was on Cheve Ute about 10 years ago, when they wanted an American economist there to discuss the U.S. government shutdown, that was the most formal you have to be when you're sitting here doing this news segment, you know, and trying to be very serious about the subject matter. Of course, it affects many people's lives. It is a serious matter. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I spend a lot of time in the park since I work from home. And so Tim and I see each other in our park at around Nusle. You know, and it's a very different environment. The kids, the neighborhood kids are coming up to me. Ahoy, Strada Arona. You know, they come up to you, and, you know, you're trying to do the little monster thing. Put on little different voices, you know, and they say, Rocketa, Rocketa. So I throw them up in the air. Este, este. You know, and they're having fun. And that's great. But it's just a very different me. I could imagine my students coming by from the university and wondering what in the world. You introduce yourself to people in a very different way in that situation. Because a lot of days, there's a park of kids, there's 10 moms and me. So I often wonder, who do they think that I am? He's that guy that's a little off, that comes and plays with the kids and probably doesn't have a job. I guess he can't hold down a job because he's always here. You know. And some truth, some misconceptions, but I asked my students the same question, similar question that we heard in Mark 8. Who do they say that I am? I asked them, what have you heard about me? And I like week one. I like week one because every semester, when you meet a new group of people in a new context, it's an opportunity. I recognized years ago that when I moved to a new city, I realized nobody knows me here. I can reintroduce myself. I can reinvent myself. I can be the new me that I want to be. And every semester, it's an opportunity to introduce yourself or reintroduce yourself if perhaps the old you responded a little sternly to a question or something and it didn't come off the right way. We have that opportunity. So when I was thinking about this message for this morning, and trying to put something together, my first thought was introductions. I'll tell them who I am and try to go with this theme of introductions. You know, since I haven't had many conversations with you, and many of you are thinking, well, whose fault is that? You show up at 11:05 and you run for the door as soon as it's over. It's true. My travel companions keep me moving, so I don't usually get to hang out here too much. So when I was exploring then the scriptures, and I chose these scriptures that had these messages of reintroductions, the new heaven and the new earth and the new Jerusalem, the new lifetime, it's a promise to reintroduce these things as better. And it got me thinking about how you can reintroduce yourself as the new you. in what ways can we redefine who we are and who we claim to be? Jesus' introduction was very interesting to me when I read that. I didn't remember the last line before for some reason. Who do they say that I am? Okay. Well, they say that some say this, some say that. Who do you say that I am? Who do you know me as? Well, you're the Messiah. He says, that's right. Don't tell anyone. And I'm thinking, wait, what? Isn't our whole purpose here to tell people about you? What am I missing here? And so I had to look it up because this is not my field. And it's called the Messianic Secret. And made a lot of sense once I read about it, that there was this risk of Jesus being a political figure. That if you say, I'm the Messiah, I'm here to save you, great, you're the one to overthrow the government. Fantastic. And this, we've seen this in a couple different places. This was after the feeding of the 5,000, right? There's that part at the end where he knew they were going to come and take him by force to make him king. So he removed himself from the crowd. That was not his plan. This is not the plan. This isn't the time. I need to introduce myself in a different way right now. And then we will reintroduce me later on, which I thought was very interesting. Now, the introductions idea then got me thinking about the church. Not only who we are, but who we are, of course, reflects who we claim to be. And as members of the church, we are its representatives. And that is it's a big responsibility. Years ago, I was in Branson, Missouri, seeing a bunch of shows, and I don't remember, I couldn't quote anything that I saw except for one line. When the guy stood on the stage, and he said, "You are the only Bible some people will ever read. You are the only Bible some people will ever read." I realized that's true. For many people, we are what they are going to see of the church. And where reintroductions come in is because here we can gather and we sing and we talk about love and we're friendly and we know who we are. But what sort of introduction have other people already had to the church? It was in the name of religion that various wars have started. People were burned at the stake, right? Go back to the history of the papacy and what has happened. How many church leaders have been caught in frauds? This is the introduction that the church has already had to many people. So you're going to church on Sunday reading the Bible, that book where they talk about this guy hearing voices in his head to kill his son, huh? I mean, that's some really messed up stuff. This is what the atheist position would be. And so it's a tough job to then say, look, we're following what Jesus said as our main law. The greatest of all rules is this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. I always come back to that because the Bible is complicated. I don't know how to answer most of these questions. It's not my field. I wasn't trained in this at all. But to come back to those two rules, to say this is who we are, and through how we interact with people, we can reintroduce. We can reinvent the visage of the church in our way, in our communities. And that's an opportunity. I think that's a great opportunity. And it's comforting. The other thing I was thinking about is that it's very comforting. The words that we used in the scripture, they talk about the new heaven and the new earth, not a new utopia and a new planet. We're not ripping it up and starting over. It's a new heaven and a new earth. It's a new Jerusalem. It's not a new city. We're not throwing out the old. We're going to perfect it. We're going to make it new. So when God says the new you, it's not that we have to get rid of you because you don't work. No, we're going to make you better. As Pastor Nicole said months ago, this one line that stuck with me, God loves you just the way you are, but, do you remember? He loves you too much to leave you that way. I really like that. He loves you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to leave you that way. So we are called, in a way, to reintroduce ourselves, to reintroduce the church. To now, that gag order has been lifted. Definitely go tell people that he is the Messiah. Tell people who Jesus is, and do that. Demonstrate that through your words and your actions, your interactions with people. So maybe that's something we can do today. Maybe right here in this place, we can all think and pray about becoming the new us. And as that new person, as in each of us is reintroduced, I will just say that it is wonderful to meet you.